Day 50, Selfishness and Trust. Selfishness is put in our lives to help us make it from one day to the next. We can, of course, abuse selfishness, but being selfish in of itself isn't necessarily a bad character trait. As quoted from the book Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 204. How do you feel about the statement, being selfish isn't necessarily a bad character trait? Based on what I was taught as a child, that doesn't seem to be a statement that holds water. I was told that being selfish is a bad thing. I can imagine that you too endured some kind of correction in the past as a result of what was described as your selfish ways. Don't get me wrong, we can take selfishness to a level that is downright obnoxious. I can honestly say that the vast majority of times I was corrected for being selfish were totally deserved. But this doesn't make me back down from the fact that selfishness in of itself isn't a bad character trait. Let me explain. When a baby is hungry, it cries. That child doesn't care how busy you are, how tired you are, or how important your personal needs are at that time. That cry is a character trait that is helping this child navigate in a world where it has to depend on others for the moment-by-moment basics of survival. The cry from that hungry child is actually an act of selfish behavior. At the same time, it is a character trait that will help that child grow to be all he or she can be in this world. That's what I mean when I say selfishness isn't necessarily a bad character trait. See, that child hasn't learned the all-important skill of trust, so its selfish ways are necessary to ensure survival in its own eyes. It is when we grow up not knowing how to trust that our selfish ways don't become tempered with understanding in ways that make selfishness a horrible character trait. Trust is the key in moving from being a selfish brat to becoming a productive child of the King. Here's what the Bible says about trust. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:10, New International Version. Want to know if selfishness is a problem in your life? Answer this question. Do you know the name of the Lord? Take a moment and ponder this question. I'm not talking about knowing of him. I mean, do you really know this God? Knowing God is the foundation from which trust can be established. Unfortunately, none of us know him as well as we should. Fact is, we won't know him fully on this side of heaven. For that reason, our trust in him won't be all it can be, and therefore selfishness will be an issue in our lives until the day we die. This doesn't give us the freedom to be as selfish as we want to be. It is our responsibility to be growing in our knowledge of our God so that our trust in him tempers our selfish ways. As the victor God has made you to be, you don't have to rely on selfishness for survival in this world. Our Bible reading states clearly that God will never forsake anyone who seeks him. Today, why not get to know him better so that your trust grows in place of your selfish ways? I can't guarantee that you'll always get your way in that growth, but I do know you will grow in the peace that comes in knowing we are loved, cared for, and will never be abandoned.